Now we're going to get a sense of what some Chinese immigrant families are saying about the election and the candidates. According to census figures, 2.4 million Chinese Americans are of voting age. Most of them live in New York and California, states Barack Obama is expected to win easily on November 4th. But a recent poll, the 2008 National Asian American Survey, shows that a third of Chinese American voters are still undecided. Yan Tai is a reporter in New York for the Chinese language daily The World Journal and Feet in Two Worlds, a project that brings the work of ethnic media journalists to public radio. She's been talking to older and younger members of Chinese immigrant families and has found out that younger Chinese Americans are acting as sort of a one-person media outlet for their parents. So, Yan, welcome to the program. First of all, why are there still so many undecided Chinese American voters?
This election started out in the Chinese American community as a rift between the younger generation, who overwhelmingly supported Barack Obama, and the older generation of basically diehard Hillary Clinton fans. The younger generation in this community, they are making substantial efforts to convert their parents to Obama. So there is a real generational composition going on here. And you will find dinner table talks on politics in many, many families.
And what does that dinner conversation kind of sound like? What are they talking about?
Many older generation voters, even though they're Democrats, just they don't know much about Barack Obama. So what I found out by talking to these families is that these young Chinese Democrats are so adamant in supporting Obama, and they are pushing their parents to take a second look at the candidates' ideas, their race factor in this election, and ultimately who they should vote for. I spoke with Victor Ma. He's just a high school student from Stevenson High School. He lives in Queens, New York, and he is a strong Obama supporter, even though he's not old enough to vote yet.
What first drew me to Obama was, I guess, his very inspirational speeches. And I guess this sense of unity, this sense of bringing people together to form a better nation, you know, to change for the better. My parents in the primaries, they supported Hillary Clinton because they knew her better. She was the first lady under Bill Clinton. And I guess they didn't know the qualifications of Obama as well because he didn't have as much experience as Clinton did. I subscribed to magazines such as Time, Newsweek. I gathered my beliefs from those magazines and those newspapers, and I shared them with my parents at the dinner table.
Well, that's interesting. Yan Tai, who are Victor's parents? What kind of people are they?
Well, Victor's father, Jack Ma, is an immigrant voter. He came from China. He is a software engineer. He's an educated person. And he said his high school age son is basically a window through which he looks at American politics.
We're immigrants, after all. We're not 100% assimilated into the American system, including politics. I think what influences a person in America is not really college or high school, but it's in primary school where you first learn to be patriotic. At that age, you can really believe in democracy and freedom. There are many things I hope to learn from young people, and the only young American I know well is my son. I turn to him for advice. It's the same thing with political views. He often downloads articles or videos to help us understand the issues. So I learn about them, too.
We've heard a lot about Chinese-American support now for Obama. What about John McCain? Why don't more Chinese-Americans support him?
Well, Marco, they do. I just want to point out that many Chinese Americans would love to find a way to support John McCain. In fact, many undecided Chinese American voters are still waiting for him to say something or to do something that will convince them to cast the final vote for him. I mean, in this community, they revere McCain's experience that comes out of his age, but still they are worried, so they are hesitating.
Give me an example of that.
Well, I talked to the Chen family. They are a working-class family in Brooklyn, New York. Daniel Chen, the son, is a physical therapist in his mid-30s. He's been an Obama supporter since the beginning. His father is a 58-year-old restaurant worker who has been a Republican for many, many years. He doesn't speak English, and he reads only the Chinese media. When Daniel talks with his father about this election. He brings up the issue of McCain's age.
I mean, come on. John McCain is one of those candidates who clearly said that he doesn't even know how to access the internet. His wife does it for him. I mean, the internet is something that every young American knows and does. And this guy doesn't even know how to access that. So, I mean, that's a generational thing right there. And another thing is that enough of the talk about his POW experience. I respect him for his service in the war, but enough of that. You know, the young people are quite frankly tired of hearing all of this.
Okay, Yantai, what happened in the Chen family? Was Daniel able to persuade his dad on who to vote for?
Actually, yes, he was. Here's his father, Chen Fusheng.
I changed my opinions about him from before. I used to think he was too young. He's black. He doesn't have experience. America has always had white male presidents, so I thought he didn't stand a chance. Now I have no problem with him. I began believing in him. He might be a good president.
Now, Daniel's father there mentions Obama being a black man. Is race a factor for older Chinese American voters?
I don't think it is only for the Chinese American. There is a concern among some Chinese American voters about whether a black person is capable of being the president of the United States. Nevertheless, many Chinese American voters have now decided to vote for Obama. So that speaks for itself.
It sounds like race is an issue.
It is. It isn't. I think it's more of a problem of not having adequate information about the candidates, which happen to be a black person in this case. I think this is more of a generational issue between the youth and the older generation.
Yantai, a reporter in New York for the Chinese Language Daily, the World Journal, and Feet in Two Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School that brings the work of ethnic media journalists to public radio. Yantai, very good to speak with you. Thanks a lot.
Oh, thank you, Marco, for having me here to talk about this issue.